how they work it. But so many people today live in the ifs. If he hadn't walked out of my marriage, then our marriage would have been stronger and greater. She put the blame on somebody else. If my boss would have just listened to me instead of just yelling at me, I'd have stayed on the job. We always want to throw that blame on somebody else. If my parents would have just raised me better, if my parents would have given me better stuff, if things had been different, if my life would have been different, if I'd have been born somewhere else, if they just living in the ifs. If people get stuck in the ifs, listen, let that be a flag for you. Let it be a warning flag. If you have to use the excuse, if things would have been different, if we could have done different, if I would have been raised different, if it would have worked out better, if I had $1 million, if so you keep using those over and over, Satan's playing with your mind, and Satan's trying to get you locked in once again to your past. He's making you think that if things would have turned out better years ago, you'd be better today. When we live with the ifs, we carry this baggage behind us always, no matter where we go. Whether we're living with hurt or rejection or unforgiveness or bitterness. You know, I've heard people say even recently, ooh, that person is just so bitter. They've carried that bitterness with them over and over and over again. Or somebody got really mad. I heard this the other day, too. I have a tendency of listening to people, but this person got really mad and she was yelling. She was ranting at this other person. And then the one that was mad walked away. And the one that was being yelled at looked at me because it was in a business. It was behind a counter. These were two employees that were fighting. And then she looked at me as if to apologize to a customer that had walked into the store. And she looked at me and she said, oh, she just got really hurt several years ago. And she's just still carrying that hurt around. You know, I didn't have this in my mind or my heart there. I did ask to pray for her. I did want to minister to her, but I want to say, you know, don't get stuck in that past. And it's easy to say, man, we got to get past the past, man. We got to get over it, just like I said at the beginning. It's real easy to look at somebody else and say, you need to move on. You need to make it. But that person going through that dilemma has to come to that conclusion, I'm stuck in the past because the enemy wants me to stay here. I'm stuck in this past because it's just the way it is. Those people that use the ifs, they have a tendency to carry it with them from job to job, church to church, relationship to relationship. They just carry it and they move about because they get uncomfortable in one situation or one location until they just move out and they carry it to somebody else. When you live with the ifs, it's really easy to blame everybody else and you will end up experiencing great regret. You will regret your decisions, regret what has to be done, and you're living in that negative regret. And we allow that moment to define us. You allow that moment to get stuck into your life, and then it's got you confined, and you're just staying there. We allow that one event, that one time, to put so much pressure on us that we're stuck in the past. We're stuck in that moment. Yeah, but what if I'm all God says I am? I'm not what Satan wants me to stay put behind. I'm not stuck to something. I'm not chained down. I'm not enslaved to him. I'm not stuck in the past. I am what God says I am. And it is time to get that in our mind and get that in that heart and realize I'm not defined by what happened to me in the past. I'm defined by what God calls me. I'm defined by what God says I am. I'm defined by the miracles he's placed in my life. I'm defined by the way that he walks with me. I'm not defined by what other people say about me. I'm not defined about what others try to describe me. I'm defined by what God says I am. I'm not defined by the area that I live in. I'm not defined by the culture I was raised in. I'm defined by what God wants me to be. Let me tell you, we live in a world today that is so culturally separated. There's a major culture difference between Western Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma, and Eastern Oklahoma. There's a major cultural difference from the north side of town to the south side of town. It just splits all over it so much. We can't be defined by that any longer. We need to rise up and be the men and the women that God has appointed us, what God has anointed us, what God has called us to be. It's time for us to realize that. If we're not careful, we get confined to that one little area. There's a story that's out about an animal shelter that lost all of its funds, and so they were going to take all their wild animals and they were going to take them back out to the wild and let them go. And one of them, they had a tiger that was in the cage for years and years and years, and he was kind of a very moody tiger, so they left him in this one little blocked cage. It was like a 12 by 14 cage, and he walked that 12 by 14 perimeter for years. They said, well, we're lost the funds. They've took him to the right place. They're going to release this tiger back out into the wild. And when they opened the cage, he ran out. He was very aggressive. He ran about 100 yards, and they thought, good, he's going to make it. And about 100 yards away, he stopped. And he started going in that 12, a 10 by 12 circle. He was confined to that mentality. That's as far as he could go. He could never make it in the wild, could never adjust to it, confined. So many people are so stuck in the past. They live that one little square of their life, and they feel like they'll never get to go anywhere. They'll never get to do anything. They'll never become anything. And they even get it in their mind, they don't want to become anything. They don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to learn anything new. They don't want to adventure out. They don't want to face anything. They're stuck. And their mistakes begin to disqualify them. Their mistakes begin to hold them. And the problem with that, just from my heart, I just want to share you, how can you be stuck in that routine rut, stuck there, and not be doing anything for God? Maybe you're not ever going to go overseas. Maybe you're never going to be a great missionary to a great foreign country. But there's something right here that God could be using you for. There's something right here that God can use you with. Maybe it's time to be a volunteer for somebody. I know that Help Incorporated needs volunteers just to come and help them distribute. There's other places around town that could use your help just to volunteer to sit there and take role. Can you read? Can you write? Maybe you're stuck in that place. Can you use a computer? Can you not use a computer? Where are you at? Don't get stuck so much in the past that you can't allow God to use you now. Don't get stuck because of something that cratered on you. You've got to get past your past. It's time to get past it, get beyond it. Don't be held hostage any longer by the schemes of Satan. Don't get held hostage. Don't be held back. Don't be taken down. Don't be a prisoner of your past. Let me tell you, failure is not final. Your life is bigger than that moment in your past. God's grace is what truly defines you, not your past. It's God's grace that makes a difference. You want to take a moment for prayer at this time? It's a good time to break.
Yeah.
You good?